Well, coming up this Monday is an event that many people have been talking about, and I think the excitement has been building and building over the last few weeks as people all realize, perhaps some of the last minute, that there's an eclipse coming on Monday. A lot of lunar eclipses that seem more common, but a solar eclipse not as common, and not a total eclipse here in the Duluth area, but an 80% coverage. And I love the party poster that I've seen for the eclipse viewing party that says it'll be 80% awesome. It's one of the greatest slogans I've seen in quite some time for a party event hosted by the Marshall Allworth Planetarium. And Mark Seeger from the Planetarium is here to talk to us about the event today. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So this is a party on Monday. The eclipse is happening around 1 o'clock in our area, at least as close as the eclipse coverage will get.
Yeah, that's when the eclipse is maximum. So it starts a couple of hours before that when the moon first starts to cross in front of the sun.
So that's a really about a 3 or 4 hour phase from entering the eclipse to exiting then?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours, okay. 2.5 to 3 hours.
You'll have an eclipse viewing party at the sports garden, at Grumman Sports Garden in Canal Park from 11:30 to 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be ways to view the eclipse there safely? I guess that's one of the questions people always have. Is I remember making pinhole cameras as a kid the last time we had a solar eclipse with two pieces of cardboard. I remember people using really dark sunglasses, but there are some dangerous ways to look at things and some better ways.
Right, so the number one word of caution is don't look at the sun with the naked eye. Mm-hmm. Even if it's mostly covered by the moon, still don't look at it with the naked eye, because just a little bit of light from the sun can permanently damage your eye.
Yeah.
And it's even more dangerous when there's a partial eclipse of the sun, because it doesn't appear as bright, but it's still giving off a lot of ultraviolet radiation that damage your eyes.
So. Enough to cause some retinal damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
People have been buying viewing glasses. I know they've been available, but you mentioned to me just a few minutes ago that they're getting very hard to find now.
Yeah, they are getting very hard to find, but we have a few hundred that we'll be taking with us to the sports garden on Monday. We also have some telescopes that will be set up safely so that you can look at the sun.
Oh, they'll have special lenses to filter out. Okay.
And we also have some binoculars that are made specifically for looking at the sun.
Oh, really?
As well. So
oh, wow. Okay.
We only have a few pairs of those.
Yeah. Well, people can pass them around, and perhaps the eclipse glasses too, if you only have 100 or so.
We have about 300, so it depends how many people show up, if they need to share. So.
The burning question is the weather. Unfortunately, I think the weather is looking a little iffy on Monday as far as cloud coverage and perhaps some rain. So what will happen if we actually can't look at it with...
We'll have an event, rain or shine. So if there's cloud coverage and we can't see the sun, hopefully it's scattered clouds, so there's still times that you can see the sun. But if it looks like it's going to be hopeless, then we still plan to run a live feed from NASA inside the sports garden. It'll be displaying on the monitors. And we'll also have our traveling planetarium, the Geodome, set up down there. So we'll be running shows. We have a new show that we acquired about a month ago that's called Totality, and it's all about eclipses.
Oh,
so
cool.
We'll be running that a couple of times and also doing other shows inside.
Now, will your feed be coming from satellites? Will it also be coming from the couple of planes that NASA has flying along the eclipse route?
There's at least one plane that I know of that's flying along the eclipse route, so there might be a live feed coming in from that. NASA's kind of vague as to where their live feeds are coming in from right now.
Okay.
They've said that they have some feeds that will be coming in from satellites, but they also have some fixed locations across the path of totality that they'll be part of the live feed as well.
Right. Now, astronomers and mathematicians probably can say the regularity that solar eclipses occur, and total solar eclipses especially, but they're not as common as I thought they were at one time. There hasn't been a total eclipse over North America for quite some time.
I think the last time there was a total eclipse over North America, it was more than a decade ago. I'm not sure exactly when, but it's been quite a long time.
Right. In the United States, I think the last one, well, at least as far as I can recall, was 1979.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say for sure if that's true, but I do recall that one. When's the next one going to occur, do we know?
The next one will be in 2024.
Over the United States.
Over the United States, not like this one. So the unique thing about this eclipse, at least in the United States, is that it actually... The path of totality runs from the west coast to the east coast.
Right.
And in Oregon, all the way through to South Carolina.
Literally coast to coast.
And it goes through 14 states. So yeah. Just to give you an idea how rare that is, the last time that happened was in 1918.
Okay. Wow.
So about once a century.
A century. Yeah. Okay. And it's not a very wide path. The actual path of totality...
It's about 70 miles wide.
So yeah. It's really a thin strip going diagonally across mm-hmm. the country. Now, because the planet turns toward the east all the time, mm-hmm. it's interesting to me that the eclipse starts in Oregon and moves east. Or somehow in my mind, I pictured it moving from east to west like the sun and the moon do, but it's not that way.
It's not that way. It's to do with the relative motion of the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. So because the sun moves westward among... It appears to move westward if you go and look at it from one day to the next. Mm-hmm. It's moving a little westward in the sky. And the moon moves in the opposite direction compared to it. So it's...
There's always a little bit of a catch-up, which is why there are 13 full moons a year, not 12.
That's right, yeah.
So the event, again, 11:30 to 2:30 on Monday. Best viewing about 1 p.m., but lots of other events as well there to talk about the eclipse and enjoy the planetarium shows.
That's right, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank mm-hmm. you, Mark, so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Mark Seeger from the Marshall Allworth Planetarium talking about the 2017 Partial Eclipse Viewing Party at the Sports Garden this Monday at 11:30 to 2:30. As he says, it will be 80% awesome. This is 103.3 KUMD.